Welcome to WREN Radio, making bird songs memorable. Remember the soap opera called The Edge of Night? Well, today we're covering two species that look a lot alike. So see, even if they are on the edge of your sight, you can easily identify them by their songs. We're listening to two of the flycatchers, the Eastern Phoebe and the Eastern Wood Peewee. Both the Phoebe and the Peewee like the forest edge with clearings nearby for insects. And both are dark, drab, gray-brown little birds, but you can easily identify them as flycatchers because they will be on a tree branch and fly out, snatch up an insect, and fly right back to the same perch. Let's talk about the Eastern Phoebe first. This little bird says its name, Phoebe. Easy enough? The Phoebe is a common bird in North America in the spring and summer. Then they migrate to the southern Atlantic coast and along the Gulf of Mexico. Phoebes are fun to watch because they will constantly wag their tail while they're sitting on the tree branch. As a side note, the Eastern Phoebe was the very first bird to ever be banded. John James Audubon started the banding of birds when he tied a string around a Phoebe's leg in 1840. The wood peewee also says his name, and often. It's a plaintive pee-o-wee. The peewee, if you can spot it, has two wing bars and a two-tone bill that is black and orange, and the peewee does not wag its tail. But just listen to the calls. They are distinct enough that you will have no problems identifying a Phoebe or a Peewee, even if they're on the edge of sight. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to visit the Flyby store at WRENradio.com to get your WREN Radio gear. All proceeds from the Flyby shop go to purchase more bird calls and songs from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. I'm Radio Wren, and until next time, keep singing. Thank you.